A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7's Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, February the 25th, 2021. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. Today, we are broadcasting live from our Voice of America studios, following almost a year of broadcasting from our homes because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and we'll be doing so every Thursday, and of course, Tuesday with The Connection. Today, we are discussing the COVID-19 pandemic with the Minister of Health, saying as of February the 24th, that's yesterday, Zimbabwe had 35,960 confirmed cases, including 32,410 recoveries and 1,456 deaths.
And this follows 50 new cases and 8 deaths reported in the last 24 hours countrywide.
To join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming on our Facebook pages, and you can join in the conversation right now by liking us. Please go to VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and like us if you haven't done so already, so you can join in the conversation.
Zimbabwe officially launched its COVID-19 vaccination program last week on the 8th of February 2021, where 39 people, including the Vice President, Dr. Constantino Chiwenga, 14 doctors, 8 journalists, and 15 other frontline workers, and a member of the general public took the jab.
The vaccination program, which then moved countrywide with frontline workers being vaccinated since Monday, has seen more than 4,000 healthcare workers getting vaccinated.
Some people are still skeptical of the vaccine, while others say they have not received adequate information, with Zimbabwe Nurses Association saying there is no confidence in the Sinopharm vaccine, hence the low turnout of nurses so far.
Some government officials have been on the forefront in encouraging Zimbabweans to get vaccinated. And today, Maswingo Provincial Affairs Minister Ezra Chatzamira and ZANU-PF National Political Commissar Victor Matematanda headlined a group of senior government and ruling party officials to receive the COVID-19 Sinopharm, where they were also joined by members of the COVID-19 Provincial Task Force and media practitioners.
Zimbabwe recently received 200,000 doses of Sinopharm as a donation from China's government, joining Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, as the first few African countries to get the vaccine.
And another 600,000 Sinopharm doses purchased by the Zimbabwean government are expected to arrive early next month, according to government officials, with more expected from Britain, India and Russia.
Zimbabwe aims to vaccinate 10 million of its people, which represents 60% of the country's population and which health officials say will achieve herd immunity.
And according to health experts, herd immunity is when enough people have immunity, either from vaccination or a past infection, to stop the uncontrolled spread of the virus. So what are your views on the issues? You can phone in directly to join us in the discussion. Yebo ke kulabo ke abasanda ukusixhuma. Lamhlanje ke sithinta indaba ezimbalwa kodwa olumqoka lungolwe COVID-19. Siyabona ke ukuthi eZimbabwe sele kulanga lesine, lesi-4 lapho abantu abahlatshwa khona ijekiseni le COVID-19 Sinopharm eyavela kwele China. Njalo siyabona ukuthi sokuhlatshwe inkulungwane ezimbalwa zabantu lokho wafikayo lo umuthi wejekiseni sebahlatshwa ke abantu abazinkulungwane ezimbalwa ukuthi njalo kuqaliswa ngalabo abasebenza kwezempila kahle okuthiwa ngama frontline workers yibo ke kathesi abalokho behlatshwa kuzigaba zonke ke zelizwe kodwa abanye bathi balutshwana abantu ababuya ukuzohlatshwa. Iningi labo lilokhu lithandabuza ukuthi kambe iJackson leyi ingabe ilungele abantu yini kumbe haji. Kodwa sesibonile iziphatha amandla zikahulumende zikhuthaza abantu ukuthi ngempela behlatshwe. Zikwenza njani lokho? Zikwenza ngokuhamba lazo ukuthi ziyehlatshwa kube yizo eziba yisibonelo ukuthi ngempela liJackson ingabe ilungele abantu. Sitsho ngoba simbonile umsekeli kaMongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga ehlatshwa leli Jackson lezinye iziphatha amandla zikahulumende njalo lokho kuqhubeka lokho. Labanye bayakhuthazwa ukuthi bebuye bezohlatshwa, kodwa sibonile inhlanganiso emela amalungelo abongi labongikazi yamanesis isithi hayi balutshwana abahambayo ukuyahlatshwa phakathi kwabo ngoba bengayithembeli Jackson njalo bengaphiwanga ulwazi olweneleyo ngayo ukuthi ibalungele yini. Kodwa ke sesizwile njengoba sitshilo phambilini kubana uhulumendeni ukuthi hayi iJackson le ilungile abantu behambe kuphela bayihlatshwa ukwenzela ukuvikela ukumemetheka kwegcikwane le-COVID-19. Njalo nje sesikhuluma ngegcikwane leli siyabona ukuthi ugatsha lwezempilakahle olwe-Ministry of Health luthi lona abantu asebebhubhe ngaleli gcikwane selokhu laqhamukayo bedlula inkulungwane eyodwa i-1456. Ukuthi ke lona ilizwe selokhu laqhamukayo leli gcikwane ngomnyaka odluleyo sokwaba labantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu lanhlanu i-35,960 asabake bathola leli gcikwane. Kodwa lokhu asikho ukuthi yibo abantu alokhu belalo ngoba abanye bayaphepha kulo. Sokwasila-ke abangu-32,410 okutsho ukuthi-ke lawo zinkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu lane inani eledlula lapha. Yikho lokho esiyabe sikucubungula lapha sizakhangela lokunye nje okuninginingi okwenzakalayo elizweni kule ndaba zabo MDC, kule ndaba ke lezinye ezombusazwe, lezenhlala kahle abantu nje ezenzakalayo. Sibona lokuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa bekobulawayo namuhla lapho abekade ephawula ngokusemthethweni uhlelo lwegwayichangani dam phela kukhangelela ukuthi ekupheleni uThembisile ukuthi engatshiyi intambo zombuso uzabona ukuthi uhlelo lwemathebeleni Zambezi Water Project lalo soluphuthile ngoba ade laqalisa lulokhu lusima. Kodwa abaningi bathi hhayi sizakhola ngokubona njengoThomas. Yikho lapho esikhona-ke sizabe sithinta lezi ndawonye lezinye sile ngcwethi labanye abalwela amalungelo oluntu labezombusazwe. Marvelous.
Ai wat nokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai sekutaura kwaita star. Nasi tiri kutesenyura tiri kumuzinda wedu weWashington DC kustudio 7 asi ini ndiri kumba. Parizvino tichange tiri kutaura pamusoro penyaya yedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare nyaya yenhomba yakauya kubva kuChina iri munyika parizvino uyezve yatakaona ichitotanga kubayiwa vanhu svondo irori rapfuura. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti parizvino pane vanhu 35,960 vabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti pane vanhu 1,456 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri. Asi pane zvakare nhau dzakanaka dziri kutambirikawo kuti pane vanhu vanosvika ivo 32,410 vakawanikwa ivo vachibata denda iri reCOVID-19 asi vachiri kunda. Saka parizvino munyika tinoona kuti takaona vaConstantino Chiwenga vanova ivo mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vachibayiwa vanova mumwe wevanhu vanonyarikana vakabayiwa nhomba yekutanga yeSinovac vaccine inobva kuChina. Tikazoona zvakare iro svondo rino nhomba iyi iri kubayiwa kumanzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana munyika yeZimbabwe. Takaona kumashonaland West paine vamwe vanga vari kutaurawo kuti ivo vakawanikwawo vachibayiwa. Zvichienzanisa zvakare mutori wedu wenhau Nonoraijena akawanikwawo achibayiwa nhomba iyi achiti iye akaona zvakakodzera semunhu anoshanda nevanhu kuti awanikwe iye achitora nhomba iyi. Asi vamwe vari kuti parizvino havasati vanyatsoziva zvakawanda panyaya yenhomba iyi kuti inobatsira here kana kuti kwete. Tinoona Zimbabwe Nurses Association iri kuti iyo iri kuona vana mukoti vashoma vachienda kunowanikwa ivo vachida kutora nhomba iyi nekuti havasi kunyatsoziva kuti inobatsira sei. Asi nyika yeZimbabwe parizvino iri kuti iyo iri kuda kuti iwanikwe iyo ichibaya vanhu vanosvika 10 million nhomba iyoyi kuitira kuti vawane yavanoti herd immunity kureva kuti vanhu vanenge vabaiwa vanenge vakawanda zvekuti hatizoona vanhu vachitivo kana vabatira denda iri recovid-19 vowanikwa ivo vachiiswa muchipatara kana kushaya upenyu hwavo. Saka ndo zvekutaurwa nehurumende pari zvino, uyezve chirongwa ichi chiri kuenderera mberi. Madosis akauya eSinopharm vaccine yakabva iyo kuChina anosvika 200,000 doses pari zvino. Uyezve Zimbabwe imwe yedzimwe nyika dzinosanganisira Egypt neEquatorial Guinea vakawanikwa vachipiwa nhomba iyoyi kubva kuChina. Asi iyo Zimbabwe iri kuti iri kuda 600,000 madosis aichatenga, uyezve ari kutarisirwa kusvika munyika mwedzi unouya. Vari kuti zvakare vari kuwanikwa ivo vachitarisira kuti Britain, India neRussia ichavapa zvakare nhomba dzakasiyana-siyana. Saka aiwa, tinoona kuti tine vanyarikani vedu vamwe vatori pano anesu pari zvino. Tina mailinzi machona maenzanisi vari kuCanada. Regai titange nekukuchingamidzai pachirongwa, makadii henyu? Ameno, kana muri kundinzwa?
Ndakukunzwai. Tinotenda tiripo, makadiwo zvenyu?
Aiwa, tiri wadi. Mungatitsananguriro kuti kwakamira sei uku Canada kwamuri uku panyaya yedenda iro recovid-19?
Sezvamunongozivawo kuti denda rakaafekta pasi rose. Kana nekuno zvekare tine challenge yecovid-19. Sekutaura kwatiri kuita izvezvi, maprovinces mazhinji achiri under lockdown nemamwe marestrictions. I think mumasvondo anotevera ndo patichatanga kuona kusunungurwa kwezvinhu, vanhu vakubvumidzwa kuenda kumarestaurants nekudzokera kumabasa. But kutaura kwatiri kuita iye zvino tichine marestrictions akasiyana-siyana aripo nenhau yecovid-19.
Imi mungati muri kuona pane zvinetswa here kana machallenges ari kusanganawo nemadzimai avanobva kuZimbabwe panguva ino yecovid-19 vari imomo kuCanada?
Ichokwadi. Tinoziva kuti pasi rese matambudziko emadzimai arimo nyika nenyika, nekuti generally madzimai tiri vanhu vanotarisirwa pasi mune zvinhu zvakawanda. Saka panguva yecovid-19 iyoyi madzimai awanikwa matambudziko avanosangana nawo achiwedzerwa. Sekuziva kwatinoita kuti mabasa mazhinji ari pasi anobatwa nemadzimai. And kana paitika chiitiko chakaita seichochi chekuti zvinhu zvese zviri kuvharwa, vanhu vari kunzi garai kumba, mabasa iwayo zvakare ndiwo anotangwa kuvharwa. Saka madzimai havasisiri mumabasa zvekuti mari dzavanotambira dzaafektwa. Maorganizations mazhinji ari muno muCanada anotarisa maissues emadzimai vakawandirwa right now, zvekuti capacity yavo yekubatsira yakatoderedzwa zvisingaiti nenyaya yemanumbers ari kuuya kwavari vachitarisira kubatsirwa nezvinhu zvakaita seiyo mamask atiri kutaura, protective clothing iyoyo, chikafu chaicho, zvimwe zvinhu zvinodiwa kushandiswa nemadzimai pamwedzi yega yega, zvinhu zvakaita semari dzekubhadhira pavanogara chaipo. Sekuziva kwatinoita kuti kuno ukanga usina kubhadhira pavanogara ratoo dambudziko. Hauna hama yekuti unokwanisa kunoti ndinonopotera kwanenge. Saka maorganizations iwayo ndoo yekuti madzimai ndoo avanokwanisa kuenda kana vachinge vatarisana nematambudziko. Saka itori nguva yakaoma zvekuti for vanhu vakaita semadzimai.
Kupanya yenhomba yecovid-19 yati yasvika here ikoko kuCanada, uyezve vanhu vakawanda kana imi muri kuitambira sei?
Nhomba yakasvika ichokwadi. Vanhu vatanga kupiwa nhomba yemafrontline workers vari mu health sector, sekuti ndoo vari kubatsira kuchengetedza vanhu vanenge vabatwa nechirwere ichi. Saka ndoo vari kutanga. The next group ndoo richange riri vanhu vaya vatinoti mahigher risk, like vanhu vakura, ndoo vachazenge vachipiwa nhomba iyi zvichizoendera nemastages akasiyana-siyana kuti vari kutarisirwa kuti vapiwe next ndevapi. Saka chirongwa ichocho chirimo muCanada sekutaura kwatirikuita, and it's being rolled out sekutaura kwatirikuita izvezvi. Panyaya yekugashira.
Taura henyu.
Back to you, whilst they fix the Skype, marvelous. But siyezwa njalo kuthi silomunye umhlonitshwa wethu unkosazana Magodonga Mahlangu wenhlanganiso ye-Women of Zimbabwe Arise, iWoza. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, unkosazana Mahlangu.
Ngiyabonga ukuthi lingamukele lo hlelo
lokuhlangana
sikhuluma kakhulukazi ngodaba le-COVID.
Yes, siyathaba kakhulu ukuba lawe. Sizaqalisa ngesiNgisi. What are your views on the current program that's going on of the vaccination? And do you think the residents, do you think the women, do you think everyone knows about what's going on and they are ready to take the jab?
Personally, from what I'm hearing from the ground and what I've experienced is that the government, the Minister of Health, has violated the right to information, Section 52 of our constitution. No one, we don't have information. We're just hearing that this vaccination process that is taking place. And it is difficult for me as a human rights defender, as someone who works with women in the communities, to explain to women, what this inoculation of is all about. Can you imagine being a community woman who is at a lesser level than myself? Why I'm saying that is because we are told that this vaccine that has come, and we are aware that is. South Africa and the vicinity of Zimbabwe and the South Africa, there's a new variant that is taking place. Is the vaccination catering for that, or are we vaccinating for the old COVID? That is the information that is lacking. And also, we're only told that there are 200,000 vaccines that have come to the country. And they were told that there is category, the first priority is the frontline workers, the high risk. We are not even told if 200,000 is enough for the frontline workers. So these are the challenges that we are feeling that the government is just ticking boxes and is denying us access to information as citizens. So it is very difficult to say I'm convinced something is happening in the interest of the public. I think it's happening in the interest of just ticking a box like we've been seeing with the COVID. We've been ticking the boxes in getting to deal with the underlying issues that affect women mostly.
Yes, and looking at Bulawayo and Matabeleland and other areas where you are working in, would you say even before this program was rolled in, there was still wasn't enough outreach programs?
There wasn't enough. Because we'll go to, for instance, we're working in Matabeleland and South and Tabeleland. And these are, it's been Matabeleland and South. We are realizing that we have a borders like Bed Bridge with the Matabeleland, all these borders, Lampre, where we are, it's prone to illegal immigration from neighboring South Africa and neighboring countries. People in the community with no idea what COVID is. I was really shocked when we were doing an awareness before we were running out a program on education where we were talking to parents and the children. They were saying, no, COVID is only for you guys in Bulawayo. It's not for us rural people. So that lack of information, they were not even wearing masks. We could not find a single person wearing a mask because they were saying, no, it's an open thing. It's not there's nothing to do with the result. So the information is lacking. And now we are further confusing people by saying there's a process of vaccination, yet they are still not don't understand about the basic COVID regulations. And even if they do, they did understand some of the impact, it's not just information to them. They still don't have enough. I'm not going to talk even about the sanitizer. I'm talking about the basic soap and water to wash their hands. So these are the things that I'm saying. I strongly feel that the government is just kicking the box. It has nothing to do with saving people's lives. It's not, especially 80% of the cost is speaking about it, that the current status quo in Zimbabwe is a limitation of rights based on the public health and public safety. It has nothing to do with that because if you're not informing, empowering the community by giving them information, so that they can cooperate with the government, then you're not doing anything. Basically, you're just taking the box.
Yeah, okay. Before we go to our next guest, Linette Kareni-Konyi, can you say that you mentioned something very important about the education and children. We'll come back to you on that. But for now, may you simply summarize in Ndebele, usinike isifingo sokuthi obukhuluma ngakho ukuthi ulubona njani uhlelo lolu. Lokuhlatshwa kwabantu amajekiseni edolobheni lakoBulawayo lakwezinye izigaba zelizwe lapho elisebenza khona lizweni lonke jikelele. Abantu baluthola ulwazi olufaneleyo yini ukuthi babekwazi ukuthi ithuba labo lingafika kuyini okumele bakwenze?
eqinisweni ukuthi nxa kukhuluma ngokuhlatshwa sikhuluma ngama-jeseni lawo ukuthi sihlabele i-COVID-19 abantu sisemnyameni kungeminyane isemnyameni angeke ngibeke sibinzi sokuthi ngichathele umuntu ukuthi ngolwazi ukuthi ngichathelane ngani ngoba siyananzela ukuthi uhulumende vele kusisela i-COVID iqalisayo nangonke omkhuhlane kaze angazihluphi ukuthi angingeni ezaleleni atshela abantu into eyiyo okukhona kathesi sizothakula abantu abazahlatshwa sizothakule kule ma-vaccine ami 200,000 akuyileyo kuza kuqala ngaba-frontline workers yibo siyakuzisisa kuzoqalisa kule abanye abangane impilo yabo baku-high risk kuse asikhona asikatshela ukuthi lona inani laba-frontline workers lingaki ama-vaccine lawa angu-200,000 abenyela na njalo kuzahlatshwa kangaki mhlawumbe once okuzaphindwa all these things ngama-questions esinawo so ngizamtshela njani omunye umuntu kunokuthi hlaba into e-right kumbenza ngizaqiniseka njani ukuthi iveki yenu iyasebenza na siyakunanzela ukuthi izimbabwe le-south africa vele singabamakhelwane impilo zethu ziyahambelana siyiza ukuthi kwe-south africa sekulenye i-variant ye-covid i-vaccine le uyileyo ibuye izolapha nalenye i-variant kumbe silokho silapho kudala so ikhonza ukuthi mina izimbabwe government lapha le-ministry of health kakhulu iyathebuza nje ithi yenza izaba ibamba abantu amehlo ngempilo zethu ukuthi kona ithi hayi le-vaccine thina siphepha ngomusa kankulunkulu
yabo-keezithi
vele singakhulumi nge-covid abantu bona ngokwayo singa-covid ngenye i-vaccine abantu bona ngokwayo i-covid ulwazi bengelanda
Ungayikhatshana ke uhlale khonapho ecingweni sizaphenduka kuwe marvelous you are hearing there from Makotonga Mahlangu of Women of Zimbabwe Arise.
Makadi amaikore.
Ndiripo wakadi zvako marvelous.
Ai what rinani tinokuchingamidza iyi pachirongwa. Nhasi tiri kumbotarisa nyaya yenhomba yeCOVID-19 tingada kunzwawo kuti kuZimbabwe uko kwamuri zvakamira sei vanhu vari kuwana here dzidzo nyanya madzimai pamusoro penhomba iyoyi
chandinoda kukutaurira ndechekuti chekutanga hapana rudzidziso rwakauya yatinoti awareness yekuti vanhu vanzwisise kuti chiiko chaizvo chinoda kuitwa panyaya yevaccine iyoyi hapana kunga paine rudzidziso runokwanisa kuti vanhu vange vaine kuzovimba nehurumende yavo kuti kana dragi iroro rauya vaccine iyoyo inobatsira chii panyaya yekudzivirira chirwere checovid-19 saka kunyanyanyanya kumadzimai nevana chero ivo vana baba tose vazhinji tine kakutya kuti ko vaccine iyi ndaibayiwa zvizvichaitika nekuti imo muhurumende macho vazhinji vakuru vakuru vehurumende takatonzwawo vasina confidence nenyaya yenhomba iyoyo zvoreva kuti kana ivo vakuru vachitotya vaccine pache zvavo ko isu vari pasi vanenge vasingazivi kuuya kwaro vanenge vasingazivi kuti kana ndabayiwa chii unotonzwa chero imo musocial media vamwe vaakutaura kuti aiwa iro riri kupihwa vakuru vakuru vehurumende ndo chairo richada kupihwa vamwe hariziriro zvoreva kuti nyika haina dzidziso nyika haina confidence nehurumende yayo kuti kana rauya irori dragi iyoyi vaccine ichabatsira chii saka rudzidziso hakuna mavhena
zvii zvingaitwe nehurumende nyanya vakanangana nemadzimai tichiona kuti madzimai ndiwo vari 52% yepopulation yemunyika kuti vawane ruzivo yenyaya yenhomba iyoyi yecovid-19
chinodiwa ndechekuti hurumende iri kufanira kutora ownership yechinhu ichi youya nayo kuvanhu pasi kune vanhu kwete kuti zvingobva kwavari zvichingouya pasina rudzidziso zvoda awareness yakasimba inoisa confidence muvanhu kuti vanhu vagamuchire kuti chinhu ichi chine chekuita neutano hwedu nekuti pari zvino vazhinji vaane mumusoro mavo kuti kana iyoyo vaccine yakatorambwa nenyika iyoyo iri kutipa China zvoreva kuti isu tiri kuda kupihwa savanani saka zvoreva kuti vanhu vazhinji vari muZimbabwe kunyanyanyanya madzimai acho auri kutaura marvelous vari kutoda dzidziso inova dzidziso ichagamuchirika nekuti zvakatanga kuuya kwatiri zvinhu zvekuti pache zvedu hatisi tina confidence nekuti kana vouya vakuzondiita vaccine iroro richirivere chairo chairo kana kuti nderekutakafira mberi. So vazhinji taakutoda kuti pfungwa dzedu dzigamuchire nyaya yekuti urongwa uhuri kubatsira isu nekuti pari zvino vese vazhinji tiri kutya kuti tiende tinotora vaccine iyoyi nekuti hatina kuwana dzidziso. Saka ngavapinde variko vazhinji vakadzidza nezveutano vapinde kumaruzevha kwese ikoko vakwanise kubatsira vanhu kuti tizive uye tigamuchire nekuti tikambunyikidzwa hatikwanisi kutora.
If you can just tell us in English, what's your take on the new COVID-19 vaccine, Sinopharm, which has now started being vaccinated, you know, in different provinces? Has your province received the vaccine, and how are women especially looking at what's going on?
To be honest with you, it's very difficult to say it's happening or it's not happening, because what I know, well, like today, I was moving around in town. I did not see that kind of activity. If the activity is happening, then it means the number is very low. And what I've observed and what I've discovered is people have lost the confidence in the government. People are not embracing the issue of the vaccine. The reason being that at the government level, some of the ministers were disparaging that vaccine. And now for the people from the grassroots to embrace the vaccine is very, very difficult. So there is a need for those in government to bring the awareness to the grassroots. People must be educated so that they take ownership of the vaccine, because without the knowledge, without the capacity, without the confidence, because people are not confident enough to be vaccinated, because people have lost confidence because it was said in the government ministers to say this vaccine is coming from China, it was rejected, it's not a good vaccine. So we were brainwashed with those kind of information. So people are starting to say, if it is coming from the horse's mouth, who am I to come and embrace it before I'm educated about the issue of the vaccine? So I strongly feel that there is need of accountability from the government. There is need of transparency from the government so that people will embrace the issue of the vaccine. Even if the welfare department come to the people, then they must give people the correct information so that this vaccine will be taken seriously. Because at the moment, people are really afraid. People are afraid, including those who are in the government ministry. So it's very difficult to go to the grassroots and convince a rural woman to be vaccinated without getting the information from those who are in the position of authority.
Thank you very much, Esther.
Yebo ke siyezwa ukuthi sesilomlaleli wethu wakuqala lapha uMnumzana Colin. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo umlaleli wethu. Hayi, siyaphila, mbane ngikhuluma la.
Colin.
Yebo, ungaphi kwelizwe?
Mina ngiseSouth Africa ekhaya kuseGwane Mathebele, le ndaweni abayibiza ukuthi kuseShanyawugwe. Eshanyawugwe elayinini yako Solomon kohlupheka mhlawu.
Yebo ke. Ungasinika ke umbono wakho ngodaba olusegudwini.
Mina ngokwami basakazi bami udaba lolu injection lo mbona wathi mhlawumbe angazi ke njalo, but mbona ngokwami ibona kwami mbona ngani into nje siyayesaba nje sonke. Angeke ngithi into nje engasibisela mhlawumbe umkhuhlane, kodwa mangu wethu siyabe sivele singakabi naye njalo lethemba lokuthi into nje ezasisiza nje lapha nalapha. Yazi, so sisaye saba nje kakhulu, siye saba nje kakhulu lathi sinje lase goli asikazi sihlasi kone bahlapa kumbe sithi sibone isilisa umuntu leyo nto sifuna ukuthi siqale sibone nje ukuthi iyabasindisa yini laba abagulayo ngoba ikathi kungani yona vele yona le nto ingakalanga yayingena mhlawumbe ezibhedlela kwahlatshwa labo bantu abalalo lelo gcikwane le-HIV kwathi yini i-coronavirus ukuthi sibone sibile ukuthi umuntu uyavuka kumbe nje kungoba into nje abafuna nje ukusiqeda elizweni
ye kodwa esikutholayo ulwazi esilutholayo ngolokuthi lo asomuthi wokwelapha ngumuthi wokuvikela ukuthi umuntu athale njengalokhuyane esasikuhlatshwa-ke lapha-ke engalweni kuthiwa sivikela kumbe ipholiyombe kuyini labantwana nxa behlatshwa bebancane ngakho-ke ngokokuhlaba lokhuyana ukuthi abantu bengalitholi kutho ukuthi la unjalo nje ungelalo igcikwane lelo kuyamele uhlaba kwenzela ukuthi ungalitholi lakho asikho ukuthi kuyabe ku-100% ukuthi awusoze ulithole kuyehlisa nje isilinganiso sethuba lokuthi igcikwane leli lingakuhlasela ngakho-ke yikho esikuthola kwengcwethi kwezempilakahle so nxa kuyukuthi lingafika khona ngapho emzansi ungahamba uyehlaba na
mina ngokwami mina nemuli yami labantu abami-ka ngisafuna ukuthi ngiqale ngibone ukuthi bahlaba bathi kwavikela yini yebo sizahamba siyohlaba kungenxa yokuthi angithi siyabe sibanjwe ngamandla ukuthi sihlatshwe ngoba nakhona ma usiyala uyabe ungasakwazi ukuthi okuzalandela emuva kuyini but khona hhayi mina ngiyabe ngithanda ukuthi ngiqale ngibone ukuthi sibili into le iyasebenza kweqiniso sibili iyavikela yini ngoba kwafana ngoba angithi manje ukuthi lithi into le ayikho 100% iku-90%
hhayi achiyana amaphesenti kusiya ngokuyo ukuthi yiwuphi umuthi
hayi asike sizwe abanye ukuthi bathini
yebo ke ye hayi kulungile sibongile ukuxoxa lawe mna wethu Colin khona ngapho emzansi utshone usixhasa ke kuhlelo
ye hayi sizana vele ngumuntu engilalela kakhulu Studio 7
ye hayi siyathaba ukuxoxa lawe libe le lobusuku obuhle mavela sa that was our listener Colin from South Africa he's just saying that he's not sure about this vaccine, if he should take it or not. And he seemed not sure whether it was a cure for the COVID-19 or just a vaccination. So just explaining that, no, according to health experts, this is for, you know, preventing COVID-19, mm-hmm. not for cure. You can go ahead.
Thank you. I think I will go to my Lindsay, my Chona, my Nzanise. Murukunzi kwa shuguta or whenever shinji. Takaona siva Constantino chiwenga vachitorawo nhomba iyo yeCOVID-19 amuone here kuti zvakabatsira kuti vanhu vawane kuti aiwa nhomba iyo inogona kubatsira kana vakuru vakadai semutevedzeri womutungamiri wenyika vachibayiwa nhomba dzakadai
ichokwadi sekunzwawo kwandakaita nemaonero andakaita pachitwa ichocho vanhu vakanga vaine maonero nemafungiro akasiyana-siyana vamwe vakazvigashira kuti varatidza utungamiri kuti sevatungamiri ndiwo atanga isusuwo vanhu tinogona kuchitedzera taane confidence yekuti nhomba iyi inoshanda vamwewo ndo sezvataurwa namaikonyo vambotaura kuti vamwe havana confidence nehurumende yedu zvekuti mukanzwa makomments akabuda ipapa vamwe vaitobvunza kuti ndiyo here yavabayiwa yakafanana neyatichazobayiwa isusu saka ndoona kuti vanhu vakanga vaine maonero akasiyana-siyana asi maonero angu ndeyekuti sevatungamiri pachiitiko chakadai so zviri zvakanaka kuti vatungamiri vave varivo pamberi pekutungamira zvinhu zvakadai zvinopawo vanhu vavanotungamira confidence kuti zveshuwa zvinoshanda
Let me just pose that to you in English, that we saw Vice President Constantino Chiwenga actually taking the first jab from this Sinopharm vaccine. Don't you think that, gave confidence? Because I heard Mai Kore saying that, there were a lot of questions as to whether that was the authentic vaccine and, a lot of myths around. Even here in the United States, we have those. But what's your view on what we saw the vice president actually volunteering himself to be one of the first people to get that vaccine.
I personally think that it was a good move by the vice president. It certainly did instill some confidence in Zimbabweans that the vaccine is in the country and that it actually works because the leaders themselves have confidence in it. But how people receive it is entirely up to them. Some people saw that as a leadership move and some people questioned that. So how people receive it is entirely up to them. But my view is that that was a good move in terms of showing leadership.
And when you speak to people back home, maybe your relatives, what are they saying? What are their views about this vaccine?
One of the things that I'm hearing the most is the skepticism around where it's coming from rather than the vaccine itself. The fact that it's coming from China has had people questioning. Some people are saying it's a reject. Some people are saying it hasn't even gone through the third stage of trials. So how can we even trust this vaccine? So what I'm sensing is that there's still a lot of skepticism, some misinformation, and some ignorance around what this vaccine is really. So I think education is needed from the part of our government to educate the people and reassure them that this vaccine is actually safe and good for them.
Yebo ke siyabonga sizaqhubeka lawe nkosazana mayenzaniso kwakathesi silomlaleli ke lapha ecingweni siyakwamukela kuhlela.
Ngisabona unjani ma?
Hayi ngiyaphila. Ye, ngusithandekile uMamhlanga, sikhuluma lobani ongapi?
Ukhuluma no Charles Moyo ose Jobe ngase Alexandra.
Kodwa ekhaya khona uvela ngapi?
Ekhaya mina ngibuya kuNdolwane. KuNdolwane Nduneni.
Hayi kuhle. Ungasinika ke umbono wakho ngodaba elusegudwini lamhlanje.
Eyo. Ngale vaccine.
Yeah, umbono wakho uthini ngayo? Ingabe uya kusasa nje uzahamba uyehlaba? Kuyini okucabanga ngayo ngayo?
Mina into engiyicabanga ngayo ukuthi
Hello? Asisakuzwa, sisizabuyela ke kuNkosazana Magodo ngamahlango. Ungathini ngalokho sokukhulunywe ngabanye? Abahlonitshwa esilabo labalaleli.
Yeah, ngivumelana labo khona ukuthi khona inkinga yokuthi asiyathemba nokuthi umuthi ivaccine lebuyayo ngoba ngendlela ebuye ngayo asilalwazi ngokuqala futhi bezakhuluma nakhona lokho nokuthi ungakhuluma laphana ukuthi kula amanye ama-vaccines, I mean, immunization vaccines esawahlabayo ayibuye cacile ukuthi ngiyahlaba umntwana nami nge 5 years ngoba kathi sihlaba abalangameni nge 8 years kucacile information ibuye leyipho ngubuya nje sokuhlatshwa ama-frontline workers asazi ukuthi okwesikhathi esingakanani ihlatshwa idlile kumbe ungadlanga what are the side effects kuba silawa amanye amanjekisheni okuvikela ayibuye cacile wake ngasicacile yikho sesibona ukuthi lapho ngani ku-experimenta ngathi kubuye kula mahunga kungaba yemu la ukuthi hayi lapho vele isuka khona i-vaccineway bayayithandabuza kona abanye bakhe so ngenzinye indlela uhulumende kumele azinike umlandu abe humble enough ananzele ukuthi ayenzeni ma-citizen i-favor ulilungelo lethu ukuthi sibe le-information leyo and enye into kumele abayinanzelele ukuthi khona bengahambi kwe-DC bengahambi kuma-television nokuba umani iy'thepha zabo bethi bakhuluma ngezini wonke ngikhuluma nje kwenzeni nabensebenzeni emakhaya akhona amakhaya angatholiyo ni iy'thepha angabambi umsakazi we-ZBC ngathi khuluma nje bathi bakhuluma lani bo-27 hhayi ngingacela yini ikloti ngiyazisa abantu ngomkhuhlane lo nalowo ngoba bawazi amakhaya wonke ukuthi kamanye amakhaya angalasitinazo ayiredy so banisa abantu i-information ekusinitheni i-information ngonkana kwenza ikuthandabuze kungabi lo kuthembana ayi-information ngento kuyabuthi hhayi lathi siyazama sizalokhu lalokhu lalokhu ukuthi wazi nge-vaccine le yilokhu lalokhu lalokhu kodwa asitholi impendulo.
Yebo ke. Yes, before we go to our listener Thembane ecingweni, Mr. Magodo Ngamahlangu, can you put that in English? You mentioned ZBC and the state media. You are saying that's where the government usually has programs, some awareness programs, and how the communities cannot access them. Yes. So, in other ways, can we say there's no
this vaccine?
Okay. Go ahead.
It has to give information to the all communities. Rather than relying on the TV, the PC channels, and state media. We have got rural communities where we don't even have a ZTC signal or a public media signal. Those people are relying on media like Studio 7 where they can access the short form. So if government is helping us and is recognizing and respecting that we are the right holders, we have the right to information and we have the right to be informed, they should be talking to you and getting a slot and saying, yes, we appreciate you, this challenge. Can we use your channel to talk to people? Because most of the areas where I've gone in rural areas, there's no signal. Even COVID, people are saying, no, we are only hearing this on Studio. We are hearing this on Studio 7. So which means there's a gap, and the government needs to realize that there's a gap. They need to humble themselves and do the right thing and inform us as right holders.
Yebo ke siyabonga uhlale ke khona phecingweni ungayikhatshana ke sithathe ke umlaleli wethu siyakwamukela kuhlele Yebo ke mbane sixoxa laye Siyakwamukela hlongwane linjani nomzana Xolani
Ngiyaphila umsakazi wami ngabingelela kubalaleli ngibingelele izwe lonkala
Yebo ke sikhuluma la ungapi?
Ngise South Africa kwamanje.
Yebo kodwa ekhaya kuse.
Hello?
Yebo kodwa ekhaya livela ngapi?
Ekhaya mina ngibuya eLwagwele.
Yebo ke kuhle ungasinika ke umbono wakho ngodaba lolu esiluhlafunayo esilichukayo lapha ebandla.
Indaba mina ngingene sokulethi angisazwanga kahle bengqamukelwa yi-network.
Oh, hayi kulungile. Kodwa ungasinika umbono wakho nge-Jackson le COVID-19 ehlatshwa abantu ke elizweni eZimbabwe, lakwezinye lakwamanye amazwe lakhona ngapho nje kwele South Africa kuke kwaba lengxaki kodwa nje luhlelo laloluzayo sungulo. Ungasitshela ukuthi uthini ngakho?
Hayi le ndaba ye-Jackson ekhona mina ngokwami ngithi abantu abayamukele ngoba kuke kwaba khona vele into ezinjengazona lezi emuva phambili ziye zaba khona izinto ezinjengalezi ezabondinginingi nani ziye zaba khona abopolio abantu bahlatshwa baba right abantu basinda angiboni ukuthi ukhona umuntu ongacabanga ukubulala bonke abantu umphakathi wonke jikelele ngesikhathi esisodwa abantu bakithi abangesabi abamukele bajove bakwazi ukusinda kulesi sifo ngoba sihlukumeza umhlaba wonke sonke sisibhekile
yebo ke ngezinye indlela ungabaxwayisa abasekhaya izihlobo lokuthi ngempela kungafika ithuba labo ngoba kathesi kusahlatshwa abasebenza kwezempila kahle kuphela ungabatshela ukuthi hayi kungafika hambani lani lenza njengabanye
yebo kunjalo umsakazi kunjalo mase kufikile lelo thuba abayamukele abayithathe akukho okubi kakhulu siyabadinga abantu bakithi kulesi lesikuzo
yebo ke hayi sibongile kakhulu ukuxoxa lawe lapha uhlaleke usilalela njalo usichayela ucingo sixoxe la
siyabonga kakhulu umsakazi
Yeah, okay. Marvelous, over to you. That was our listener from South Africa, but home from Lower Kweru, who was telling us his views on the vaccines.
Yes, Steinway. We're actually trying to get someone from the government to come in onto the show so that they can tell us, you know, what efforts they're actually making to make sure that people do get the awareness programs that our callers and our experts here have been talking about. So we are trying to get somebody from the government.
Yes, but we have heard from our numerous interviews we have done on Studio 7, most people saying all they hear some jingles from ZBC and the state media papers, but some people have no access, while some can't even get signals. That's what Ms. Makoto Amahlang was also explaining, that some people cannot access ZBC in remote Matabeleland, and I'm sure many other places near the borders. So they may not know what's happening, and we've heard the medical officers themselves saying they also wish there was much awareness, you know, the one-on-one awareness where they are taught these programs. We are talking of them who are being vaccinated now and who have access to state media. So, yes, it will be interesting to have the government explain on why they are not doing what they are alleged not to be doing. Over to you.
Thank you, Star. So we will continue to try to seek comment from the government. But coming back to you, Amai Lindsay, Mayenzanisi, iko koku Canada, mungati zhija waka gona, shingazi zibone Zimbabwe, panyayo iye kupa, ya tingati ziziso, panyayo nomba iyo iye COVID-19?
Tichitari sa paku ziziso kwa kukaita wanu, kuno kwa katisia neine kuti radio, ne TV, wanu wa shinji, wane, wane access. Asi kuma health centers wa shakare, kwanga kuine ziziso, yakanga iriko, mumabasa wa shakare, ma leaders, wakanga waine information yoyosho, kutuwa ikuwa sa kutawara, ne wa shande wawo. Saka ndona kuti jimbo izozo, zakaita kuti information ikuwanze kunu shika kune wanu, ne kukasika. Ndo shakagone kwa oo kuno.
Zvimwe zvamuri kuonawo kana zviri kutaurwa nevari kumusha ndezvipi nyanya madzimai zvavari kutarisana nazvo panguva inoyi yeCOVID-19?
Nyaya dzemadzimai dzinonetsa nekuti tikatarisa mumba chaimo kuti vana vawane chekudya vazive kuti vacharara pai chekupfeka kazhinji kacho zvinotarisana nemunhukadzi. Saka kapakanga paine lockdown sezvakanga zvakaita kuZimbabwe, mai vasiri kukwanisa kubuda kuenda kunoti vawane chavanotengesa kana kubata-bata kuti vawane mari yekutengera vana chekudya musi iwoyo, pakanga pasina. Saka dambudziko iroro kazhinji-zhinji rinowanzotarisana nanamai. Saka inguva yakaoma yekuti mhuri inenge yakatarisa kuna mai kuti ndo vachaziva kuti mhuri ichadyei, ichapfekei. Saka kana maoko avo akasungwa kuti havasi kukwanisa kunowana chekubata, zvinoomera mhuri yese.
Asika tinoona kuti vana mazvikokota pari zvino tichitarisa zviri kubva kana kubazi rezveutano zviri kuratidza izvo kuti pari zvino tikuona uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa neCOVID-19 unenge uri kuti dzikei pamusoro pezvataona nyika ichivharwa. Uyezve tinoona kwamuri ikoko kuCanada, mutungamiri wenyu weikoko vaTrudeau vakauya vakataura kuti hatisi kutombobvumidza munhu anenge auya panguva yelockdown anopinda muhotera obhadhariswa mari yakawanda chaizvo senzira yekuti vawanikwe ivo vachigadzirisa nyaya yedambudziko reCOVID-19. Lockdown iyi haisi kubatsira kana kuti kwete yekuZimbabwe.
Iriri kunzwa kwandinoita kutaura chokwadi zviri paviri. Kubatsira zvinobatsira kuti denda risarambe richiwedzeredze, manhamba asakwire. Asi zvakare kuita lockdown kwakureva kuti vanhu havachakwanisa kuzvishandira kuti vawane chinhu chekubata. Saka nyaya yacho iri paviri. Zvekuti ndo mamwe matambudziko anosimuka pamasituations akadai. Ende ndo saka pachida hutungamiri hunenge hwakasimba hunenge huchitarisa kuti zvii zviri kuitika muupenyu hwevanhu. Masolutions atingagadzira ndeapi ekuita kuti upenyu hwevanhu hureruke. But sekutsanangura kwamaita izvozvi ndiwo mamwe matambudziko makuru chaiwo anosanganikwa nawo masituations akadai. Ekuti hapana nzira imwe chete inonzi ndiyo iri kushanda zvakanakira zvese.
Maybe if you can give us your view in English before we go over to Star.
Yes, I'm saying that this is one of the challenges that exists in a situation like this where the government is trying to curb the spread of COVID-19 by imposing restrictions and lockdowns. But at the same time, when people are under lockdown and restrictions, it means that they don't have opportunities to enterprise or to go and work and get an income so they can sustain themselves. This has been a challenge for almost every government on this earth in terms of the pandemic, that they're trying to make sure that people still have some sense of livelihood under lockdowns and restrictions. So it's been a challenge for most people and for most governments to sustain the lives of their people.
Thank you, Star.
Yebo ke siyezwa ukuthi sesilo omunye umlaleli wethu ecingweni, siyakwamukela kuhlela.
Yebo, ngiyangena lami linjani mhlobo zami?
Hayi, siyaphila. Ngubani esikhuluma la enjalo ungaphi kwelizwe?
Lapho ikhuluma luphathisa ngendlovu lowo khathesi ngise-Beitbridge.
Yebo ke kwenzakalani khona ngapho e-Beitbridge? Liyana yini izulu?
Izulu liyana impela.
Emsakazweni la kumaphephandaba ke alikuzwa lokho.
Yebo, kukhona, kuyabe kukhona kodwa iqiniso ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi kudinga ukuthi abantu njengoba uhulumende nyawo isikhathi behamba ngezo besenza lekhane kukhampeni angithi into leyo zifuna khona ukuthi bangani bayaphuma baye ebantwini bangani babafundisa kahle kahle ukuthi bazwisise kuhle ngoba ngempela mina ngendlela engibona ngayo kuqondile ukuthi into le ingana ukuthi ifakazwe ngale ndlela ebantwini bezasizakala. Ndara beza kuthatha ngendlela ukuthi bayakuzwisisa ngoba labo bechathisele kahle kahle. Ezi ithe ifika lapha i-HIV abantu abe bephuma usenza ama-groups and this and that kwenza ukuthi abantu bonke banelise ukuthi bafike ezingeni lokuthi bazwisise udaba lwakhonta ukuhamba njani kwenza ukuthi labo banelise ukuthi bakhulule emkhuhlaneni njengalo. Wonke umuntu afisa ukuhlala kodwa kuyesabisa abantu bafisa ukuhlala ezindlini akuhlaleki kule ndlala. Akula lutho ongaluyenza ulandile noma ungaze ufike kuthi akula into ongayenzela nini.
Yebo ke kuyezwakala. Marvelous, before you, there's I understand our caller here can also speak in Shona, and there's also another listener who's also holding on. So if you can briefly speak to them before we go to Ms. Makodonga Mahla.
Tinokuchinga midzele mfaro.
Nomzana Ndlovu.
Vandlovu.
Ba makadini.
Ai wati riwadi mongotita uro kuti kwakamira sei koko panyaya yenho mbai ye COVID-19 imi muri kuiona sei?
COVID-19 chigere chinoshita zvachose chinoshitwa nevanhu vese asi nyaya iri kuzoitika manje ndekuti vanhu vanenge muchinzinga vagare mudzimba mudzimba macho hakuna chikafu chinenge chichiwanikwa saka chinozoitika ndechekuti vanhu vanokuda panze vachizama kunozvitsvagirawo chikafu kuti vawanisa kuchikunzira evyeni vanozodzingiridzwa nemapurisa vachizama kuchengetedzawo utano hwavo zviri kuitika naizvo kuti mafrontliners ayaya vanhu vanenge vachitarisira kuti vanhu vari kuchengetedza upenyu hwevanhu of course but nzara mumba umu inokudzingirira kuti uinde kunze unotsvagawo zvekudya at the end kana vanhu vabatwa vanozobatwa vari 1000 vari 1000 vanozonounganidzwa panzvimbo imwe chete uye zvakare tirimubhodha munomu kana kune vanhu vanenge vane chigere cheichocho zvinoreva kuti kana 1 person ane chigere vanhu vese vanenge vasungwa vaya vakutonozvo pararidza chigwere chachozara kuvanhu vakawanda saka ndiona sengati dai hurumende chaiyo yagona kungodzidzisa vanhu kuti vagone kungozvichengetedza ivo chero vachingofamba dan kuti varambe vakangosungirira lockdown iti because haitombomadziri.
Aiwa tinotenda vandlovu regai titore mumwe mutereri wedu. Alo, amai Lucia Bhunu.
Helo cheche
makadiko
super vakadiwo
Aiwa tiri wadi titaurewo kuti muri kupi uye zvekuti kwakamira sei ikoko panyaya yenhomba yeCOVID-19 imi munoiona sei yatisvika kuZimbabwe.
Oh, inini ndiri ku Cape Town, South Africa.
Taurai.
Nyaya COVID iri kwenyu. Kuma ku iye zvinezvi nhomba yandakaona iri kubayiwa iri yakanzi ndefrom Johnson Johnson Company, ne? Saka kune vakabayiwa takatotarisawo havana chavakanzwa chakaibva mumashure nekunge vabayiwa. Iri raiti chaizvo kwavari. Saka aiwa tiri kutenda zvakanaka, tiri kufamba tine mamaski, tinosungirwa kunge tese tine mamaski, hatisi kuenda kumabasa edu zvakanaka. Hapana chiri kurambidzwa munhu kuti aite zvese tiri kuita mune zvakanaka, takapfeka mamaski tichichengetedza social distance.
Munoona sei nyaya yenhomba kuZimbabwe?
KuZimbabwe kunototika tsitsi zvinhu zvacho mamirira azvakaita kuti kana vanhu vachirambidzwa nekutengesa kana kuti vachirambidzwa vachivharirwa natiri kunge zvakwana kuti vanhu vanorarama nei. Saka hatizivi kuti zvingabatsirike sei zvinhu zvakadaro. Dai vachiti mukana vopa vanhu vaite zvavanokwanisa, nekuti zvino ndirikuona kunge munhu wese angomuvhenda, hapana ari kuita chaizvo chaizvo. Saka dai vachingobvumira kuti vari kuita vachiokeredza kushungurudza kusungwa kutorwa mari kunzi chise dhora pachinhu chauri kupusha ichi zvichingodaro vachingorwadziwa, ndizvo kuti zvinofanira kugadzirwa.
Yebo ke, siyabonga. Yes, thank you there to our caller. Coming back to you, Ms. Makotonga Mahlangu, we have less than 2 minutes, 1 minute and some seconds, to briefly tell us how this lockdown because of COVID-19 has impacted on lives of people, there, especially women and children. We're looking at school children. We're looking at families.
Yeah, the situation of the lockdown is really in particular to children and women. Right now, last week, we only had the Minister of Education, Ken Matema, coming up and saying schools remain closed, lockdown continues. But June 2021, as I mentioned, and November 2021, as I mentioned, are going through. That is really insensitive and causing unnecessary anxiety to learners. But we are not shocked to hear that, because it happened in 2020 where our learners did not go to school and they searched for the ordinary level examination. I'm going to focus on the ordinary level examination because those are the people that are going to push out of the education system and become a burden of the community or parents.
Okay, thank you. We wish we had more time to talk about that, but unfortunately we have to give our guest the last word too.
Miss Mayenzanise. Mazwenye kupedzisira.
Tirikuda kungokurudzira hurumende nemamwe masangano anobatsirawo vanhukadzi kuti varambe vachiita zvavanokwanisa kuti panguva ino vanhukadzi vawane rubatsiro rwavanoda kuti upenyu hwavo hurerukewo. Kunyange nana baba nevanawo zvakare. Tinoziva kuti amai vakafara, munhu wese anofarawo.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Yes, I would like to take this opportunity to thank our guests who were with us today. We would like to say thank you to Ms. Makotonga Mahlangu of Women of Zimbabwe Arise, who gave us interesting perspectives on her views on the COVID-19. Marvelous.
And tuda kutenda zvakare amai Linzi Machona Mayenzanise vari ku Canada avo vauyewo vachitaurawo zviri kuitika ikoko ku Canada panyaya yechirwere cheCOVID-19 uye zviri kuitika kumusha. Totenda zvakare amai Linette Kore vauya asi nhare yavo yazodambuka tisati tanyatsopedza kutaura navo. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti tanga tiri kuedza kuti tibate hurumende kuti tinzwe divi ravo panyaya iri kutaurwa nevazhinji kuti vada kuona paine dzidziso yakawanda pamusoro penyaya iyoyi yenhomba yeCOVID-19. Star.
Yes, and we have heard the government saying that, and the people also saying that they see some information flighted on the, you know, on the state television and the radios, although some people say they cannot access that, especially in the rural communities. That's where they can get these. But otherwise, thank you to our listeners too, who gave us their perspective on the COVID-19. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Mavis Mhlanga Nyahuye.